On this episode, I talk about the future of SVA card collectors, baseball, basketball, football, lots of stuff going on. Let's go!
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. To start off, I'm going to talk about moving forward what I'm going to be doing. I'm still going to be doing the podcast, of course. I know it's been sporadic lately. And that's because I'm thinking of a lot of things that I wanted to do. And I think I've come up with a good strategy that I think will benefit everyone. And it's going to be more content. I hate saying content, and yet I say content. Let it jerk off. Anyway, so it's going to be shorter, but better. That's what she said. No, that is not what she said. Because I'm going to focus on, if I'm focusing on a video, and I will be doing more YouTube videos, I'm going to be specifically talking about NBA or football or baseball. If I ever get into other stuff, I'll specifically get into that. And it'll be probably around 10 to 15 minutes long. I'm going to use the podcast as a longer, you know, for me to talk and still ramble on. But it's going to be a lot more focused in the things that I do. Because I generally, on the podcast, just go through a whole menagerie of crap. And you may not care. You may only just want to listen about basketball, football, or baseball. You go, oh, Dave, you don't know that much about basketball. Oh, you would be wrong, ladies. You see what I did there? I made fun of you guys. Now that I'm watching a lot more basketball, I'm actually more knowledgeable at watching the game and watching the players and how they play and what I see in certain aspects, you know, and what I think for the future for these players. Not that I'm some type of scout guru, but I know I can pretty much talk with anyone with regards to if I'm watching a guy play, do I think he's going to be good? And I've already seen some guys already quickly from the Knicks. You know, he got hurt. He came back. He was a little bit fugazi. But now he's playing 15 minutes, 18 minutes, and he's scoring 12 to 18 points a game. If he actually was to start and get more minutes, this guy's going to be a 20, 25 point, you know, a game player. Things like that. So I'm going to be discussing more targeted things, especially on YouTube videos. I think it's a little bit better because if I'm talking, like, let's just say about card releases, I'm just going to give a 5 to 10 minute card release. I'll show the picture of the card. It'll just be a little bit easier than for me to talk and say, oh, it looks pretty, you know, through a podcast, which is, it's hard to explain. But I do know people like to listen to this as they're driving to work, as they're fiddling around in the bathroom, fiddling around. So, I'm done with my spiel. So, we're going to start off with what's being released this week. Again, not too much craziness. You have 2021 Topps Archive Signature Series, and this is going to be active players. Guys, I am not a big fan of it. I don't like the way they look. Well, they changed. The way each card looks, it's not exactly the same, but you get one card per pack, per box, and there's 20 boxes per case. So for a case break, it might be something. But right now, they're going for $71. Back in the day, they were going, back in the day, last year, they were going for $45, $50. And it was just a pure gamble. And that's what this is. There's way better ways to spend your $71. I would steer clear of that. Just because they just don't look that great. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of it. I'm going to let you know about this. I know nothing. I'm not going to pretend that I know anything. And I'm not going to just rattle off names. You have Upper Deck Artifacts Hobby Box, and that is going to be out January 20th. Same as the Signature Series, that's also going to be out on the 20th. Again, I don't know if this is a big deal in the hockey world. I don't think it is, but you do get three hits autograph relic, and an Aurum Bounty card. I don't know what that is. Rookie Redemption and four sealed cards. The one thing I will say, what I did like about this card is they had a Treasured Swatch, dual Swatch auto. So you have two pieces of fabric, you know, of their jersey, and then you have an autograph, and it has like a gold type medallion to the right of it. They look that card looks nice. I'm sure it's going to be worth money because the one that they're showing is to five. So yeah, it's to 25 to 10 to five. So those things are going to be pretty expensive, but it looks beautiful. The other ones I really didn't like. I don't like the way they look. The base cards look, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of the way they look. But that one I am. So we have that. We also have Topps Chrome update, which is normally released at the end of, you know, the year, previous year, but they came out with it now in January. They started coming in, it says January 15th, and that's when they started filling up in Target. Guys, steer clear of this right now. A, I don't even have a checklist for this. B, the prices that they're going for, well, it's $58 is the lowest one, but I saw some from $80. Do yourself a favor. If you're going to spend that much and you really want to get a box, get Topps Chrome. That's where all the top rookies are. All those cards you get on Topps Chrome that was released last year, those cards graded, for example, like a Kyle Lewis, they're going for $70, $80, $90 graded PSA 10. I do not suggest buying those type of cards now. I would wait on those. Wait until the first and second year. I'm talking about graded cards of rookies that played, that were rookies for last year. You had a small sample size of them. And some of them started the downward turn already. Like Lewis Roberts had a downward turn after his like hot start. You want to see what's going on in those first 2 months. And you may miss out on some opportunities, or you might be able to buy low. If you still have faith in that player, you know, if Kyle Lewis comes in and he you know, craps the bed, after the first month, that card is going to drop. I don't care how many people are investing in it. That card's going to drop because there's not a big sample size of it. Way to hedge your bet is you're going to go after a rainbow foil or a numbered card, where there's limited amounts. So that is going to help you. You know, it might not drop as much on those cards, but his base cards, because everyone and mother is going to be able to get those will drop way harder. And so I would be careful. What I would do is I would still buy the single, the raw cards, because they're $8 to $10. Look, if he craps the bed, maybe they go down to $4 to $6. You're not getting killed off of that. But if you're talking about graded, you're probably talking about maybe a $70, $80 card dropping to $30, $40. So that is a much bigger hit. But I think we're going to see, just like in basketball, an adjustment of prices. And we're already seeing it now. As in, I remember $40, $50 was the, hey, that's a good deal. That's a good time to get your raw cards graded, because there's enough margin there that if you want to sell the card and not keep the card, that it would be a good value. Now you're seeing those cards $70, $80. And if they do really well, they're going upwards. Just like I was looking and I posted on Instagram about Mookie Betts, how his card is now $650. I bet you gets to $700 soon. Now, last year it was given a good boost by Gary V. That's just not the case now. I think you got Dave, who's been listening since the beginning, I don't know why, thank you, but he made a comment about Trout being $3,000. Now, I haven't looked at the Trout update because I'm not looking to buy it, and it makes sense. Mookie Betts is a two-time World Series player. He's one of the best players in the league, one of the top players on the Dodgers. It's not like this just happened. It's not like he had one good year. He's had multiple good years, and he has two World Series. So if his card, is he half the player that Mike Trout is? So is it $1,500, $1,200? That's where those type of cards are going. because there's not as many as there are now. And so those are the ones, just like basketball, those older ones. Now, you're still going to have a ton of base cards for back in the day for baseball. But I got a feeling there's a lot more. 2018, 2019, 2020, there's a lot more. So those are the stuff that's coming out right now. Also, I forgot to mention this in the beginning. I will also be focusing on selling cards with regards to eBay. I know times are rough right now. A lot of people might be working part-time like myself. And not, you know, I had a full-time gig and now there's not as much work. So, you know, you need to make a couple of extra bucks. And sports cards are definitely someplace that you can do it. You can follow my journey. What I've been doing is getting my button gear language, Dave. And I actually cleaned up my green room a lot. It's crazy if you see the difference. It's still messy, but it's a lot cleaner. And what I did is I cleared off my, I guess it's a bureau it's called. I don't know. I'm not good with the furniture, what they're called and crap like that. But I put my light box in the middle and I just started taking pictures of cards. I am focusing on sending cards in to be graded because I think that's the play. Get your cards graded, especially basketball, and look to see if a PSA, if it's still a PSA 9, you're still making money or even, just go ahead and do it. If it's the, well, I'm paying 26 and 18, so 26 for 3 months, who knows if it's actually 3 months, and 18 for 6 months. Focus on football. Guys, get your football cards in order. Send out those quarterbacks, those running backs, those wide receivers. Get them out there. Get them graded. Don't wait. It's stupid not to do it right now because the money is there. Now, the money might not be there at the end, but I think I was wrong, and I'll admit when I'm wrong, that I thought by this time the economy would start dropping and people would have less money. We may get more money for the stimulus. They're talking about $2,000. I can almost guarantee you're not going to get the $2,000. They're going to pretend. They're going to say, yeah, we want to do it. And then something's going to come up like, sorry, guys. We couldn't figure it out. So, but in either case, I think more stimulus is coming. So people will spend more money on cards. I don't think this hobby's going away. I think the prices, I think there's just going to be a new price structure. And I think it's just going to be much higher, especially with, and I don't think wax box prices are going to drop anytime soon either. I think I was wrong on that as well. I thought it would drop or start dropping now. It's not. The breakers are still need cards. They're still trying to find cards and they are selling out of cards quickly. So the demand is still there. And so people like to gamble and that's what they're doing. And I saw an Instagram with Chris Brown in a box break. I mean, I couldn't think of a punching his girlfriend a joke, which it's not a joking matter. But I tried to fit it in. I'm not going to lie. I tried to fit one in, but I couldn't. But everyone is getting in on this. People that you don't realize that are into sports cards are getting into it. So you'll be seeing more stuff. Just a couple of keys. List every day. I started listing every day. I got up to 85 listings, and I had like maybe maybe 30 or 40 listings, but they were all fugazi. I still didn't even worry about them. They're all priced, all whacked out. I just focused on the new cards that I had, and I just posted. Wasn't much in the beginning. Maybe I did 5, maybe I did 3, but I wanted to post every day. Then I did one big one of like 20 cards. And so you will start seeing if you are pricing properly, price a little bit lower, give people good deals. I'm doing free shipping right now. I don't suggest you do free shipping. It's just I'm trying to get people to come in. I'm including in my price, so it doesn't really matter. I don't see the difference. free shipping or charging someone $3.50, where you'll start losing people if you charge people $5 or $7, which is stupid. But if you price to sell, they're going to go. They will go, especially if they're really popular guys. What I'm also going to do is I'm probably going to get an eBay store so I can use Terapeak, and I'll show you guys how that will help you to find which cards to buy. They'll tell you, hey, this is what people are searching. And off of those, these are the cards that people are buying. And you're going to be able to use that information and know, hey, this is what I should be going after. Now, some stuff might be just obvious stuff, but other stuff might not be. Maybe it's just low-hanging fruit. Maybe it's, I'm just going to give an example. This is going to be a horrific example, but Luka Doncic, you know, everyone and mother knows about Panini Prism, silvers and everything, but maybe his hoops, a special insert in hoops, people really just like it. And you didn't realize that. And you see that, and you go, you know what? I can go after some of these raw cards and try to get them graded, and I think I can do some damage here. So that's the stuff that you can use Terapeak for, and we'll go into that. I'm also going to have separate cards just to collect. This isn't just about flipping cards. A lot of this is to sell, so you have money, so you can go after those cards that you like. I'm a big 90s, I'm not a big gigantic, but I really do like 90s inserts. So I've been buying them up, and they're pretty cheap, you know, $2, $3, $4. I might get some of them graded. A lot of stuff I might not. I just like the way it looks, and I think it'll look stupid, and it'll bother me if it's like in a PSA 8. I'll just go, ugh, I'm annoyed. I like 10s. I like seeing a 10. Even it's just going to bother me, so I may not get it. So there's that. So there's a lot of stuff. I'm actually a little excited. I'm actually really excited, to be honest with you, because there's a lot of things that I think I can do that I could show you guys. If you guys are looking for cards, head over to my eBay store. It's SVA Card Collectors, FVA. I have the same logo. You'll know it's there. And if you want to do something off that, just message me. And we'll try to work out a deal. But I'm pushing to put more stuff on there. It's going to be a daily grind for me, especially trying to get the graded cards, because I already have 3 months worth of cards that were graded, and I didn't go that heavy. This time I am. I'm going to have close to 100 cards that I got to get graded. And it's going to be crazy if I do get 9s and 10s, and especially in some cards, it's going to be an insane amount of money that I would, for me, to make, because I'm buying cards. Now, most of these are from cards that I ripped from boxes that are worth thousands of dollars now that I bought for $20, $30. So now I'm getting them graded. I'm getting a base card of Prism, you know, of a basketball player. Doesn't matter. Fill out, you know, whoever it is. And I'll pay $26 to get it back in 3 months. And if it's a 10, it's now $150 card, $125 card. If I can't sell it and I just want to get rid of it right away, I'll go down to 110. I don't care. What does it matter to me? And everyone's like, wow, he's underselling it. What does it matter to me? I bought a box for $30 that I got a bunch of these cards, and maybe I'm spending 50, 75 cents for that card. I'm spending $26 to get it graded, and I'm selling it for $100. You do that enough times in a month, you're going to be doing some damage. Now, I'm going to start selling these, and most of them are common cards, and I'm going to start investing them into numbered cards, because that's where the real money is going to be made. And so that's my strategy, and that should be your strategy if you're looking to flip cards. Then with that money, you'll be able to buy the cards that you actually want. So we'll dive into that stuff, as well as cards that I like the way they look. That's what I'd be talking about, yo. Now, I didn't talk about one more release, and I know this is, I'm going back to stuff, but 2020 Leaf Flash, like the card. I like the design. They're really shiny cards, which I do like. Shiny makes me happy. It's supposed to be released this month. 6 cards per pack. All 6 cards are autographed. Pre-sale, they were going for $155, $160. So they used to go for like $100, $120 last year. So it's not that much of a crazy boost. maybe spending $5 extra on each autograph. So instead of spending, let's see here. Well, I can just do the math. I was so slick too. Guys, I had it, the calculator up, and I was ready to roll. So if it's at 160, and we're that's an easy one. $27 per card, which is not terrible, because most of the time you're getting one or two autographs for $300, and you're hoping you get an insert or you run into a card. So I think that's a good deal. The resale value isn't crazy, but if you're looking to get a prospect's autograph on a really nice looking card, I definitely would suggest Leaf Flash. I really do. I really like them. So I will be talking about NBA and football in particular. I know with the playoffs that Cleveland Browns looked, they did good. I think they played well. Kansas City just, survived. Now Chad Henne, everybody wants Chad Henne. So I don't think Mahomes is, I don't know what Mahomes is going to do. If he's out, if he's done for this coming week. I think he had a concussion, so it's going to be tough, I think, for him to come back and play. So the Buffalo Bills are looking pretty good right now, especially with Josh Allen. If you have Josh Allen, I'll be selling his cards now. Don't sell your crazy high cards. Hold them until the Super Bowl. So I think they're going if Mahomes isn't playing. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. I never have faith in the Packers. I always think they're going to lose. And I always know Brady, he breaks my balls. So he always wins. He finds a way. And so, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game because I think Aaron Rodgers is playing really well right now. But Tom Brady always, he's a bastard. That's basically what it comes down to. He's a bastard. So I think they're going to be both really good games. For the card market, for football, I'm going to leave that to the football. If I do, I think I'm going to do a YouTube on that. But I'll tell you some quarterbacks who I think I like moving forward. I would wait a little bit on football, on certain cards. Like guys who are just in the playoffs, I would wait to buy right now. Wait for the dust to settle. And maybe February, March, start buying these, but get them graded. And I'd be looking to sell a lot of them in August, right before the season starts. Because I think that's where you make the most money out of guys that are iffy. And there's a lot of things, especially Deshaun Watson. Can't believe that he's probably going to be traded. And I pray to the gods, NFL gods, the gods of skinny little punks. If you guys watch Tommy Boy, you would know what that is. That he comes to the Jets. I don't know why he would. There's no reason for him to come. But somehow, some way, if we can fool him into coming, I'd be ecstatic. Because I think he is one of the top quarterbacks in the game. Five, top eight, somewhere around there. And he's young. And I have faith in the... I have no faith in the Jets. But hopefully the new coach coming in there, I think we had the right type of person in there. So I'm super pumped about that. But Jacksonville, Miami would be much better, especially with trading. I would trade Jacksonville and then take Trevor Lawrence if they want to do that. Maybe not. They might go, no, we want Trevor Lawrence instead of Watson. But who knows? Who knows what's going to go on with that? So, guys, take a look at your cards, especially your base and your refractors. See if you get them graded, what that price would be. And you guys should be focusing on that and use that money to either buy cards, your PC, which is an obvious thing to do, but also so you can buy those bigger cards and you can get those numbered cards, those lower pop PGS, PSA. I know it's an obvious thing, but I think a lot of people just don't do it. They get caught up in base. And when the market slows down and softens, first thing that's going to get hit is those bases. The rare cards, it's going to take a little bit longer because there's just not as many, so you won't have as many comps. It just makes sense. So, guys, Hopefully you enjoyed everything. Check out svacardcollectors.com. I've been writing articles about it. I'm actually getting a decent amount of traffic going there. Head over to my eBay store. Check out my YouTube. I did a little short how I cracked a BGS card open. Boy, was that rough. So check out the videos that I'm making and more stuff that's coming out. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards to go broke. Later.